Welcome to Random Gaming Toolkit's Entertainment Talks podcast for video games. I'm your host Matthew, and getting a solo episode today. Me and Robert had a slight scheduling conflict. I didn't realise that we play on Tuesday, Man United I'm talking about, and the time that we would have recorded on Tuesday would have been towards the end of the first half, and sorry, I just heard something. Yeah, you can't move live games. So, decided to record today. There's a few other time bits and bobs that Robert suggested. Sorry, I can just hear sirens and it's distracting me. It's louder than it was a minute ago. So, as they say on podcast, if you can hear the sirens from all the way over here, because it is pretty far from the mic. The sirens are indeed on our end, it was doing it a minute ago just before I started recording, and it was quieter, and then it just started getting a bit louder. Anyway, I think it's gone now. Maybe they caught the person, hopefully. Anyway, video games. Robert suggested some other times to me, and it just sometimes it happens now and again, even if you've been podcasting with somebody for over 5 years. Or probably longer than that, actually. And sometimes your schedules just don't line up. But it could be an interesting change of pace doing a solo show sometimes. Of course, that means we don't have as much to get through. A solo episode this time. I'm sure I'll manage. I've done one or two on my own before. I don't know what the actual number is of the podcasts we've got, which is like, it's around 2,000, I think. I don't know what the actual number is. And how many of those are solo ones? I'd say probably about more than half, maybe. But there we go. Anyway, so what have I been playing? I mentioned last week that I had the interesting journey with Jak and Daxter. I ended up almost accidentally, realizing halfway through my journey with Jak and Daxter that the platinum is achievable. So I got that. Still something I'm happy about and I'm reflecting on and thinking about. And I might make a podcast about that. I might do. Just a sort of reflecting on Jak and Daxter and my very small progressive but 20 year odd journey with that game. I might do that at one point, maybe. So there's that. I naturally moved on to Jak and Daxter 2, which I've made a choice with. So I got about 3 hours into the game, roughly, and saw what they were trying to do with it and thought it was interesting. It is a bit of a tonal swing with Jak 2. I think Jak 3 lines up with that as well. I decided to stop playing the game and to watch the cutscenes for the rest of the game. There's only one reason why, but it's a really, really big problem with the game. The checkpoints on this game are quite horrendous. They're really quite bad. There was a section I was doing. For those of you that have played the second game, you might know what I'm talking about. This scientist type person gets you to go through this portal, and he wants you to clear the metal heads out, and you come across these enemies that are spinning, and they got blades on them, and there's like three different, not checkpoints, but three different points where you jump on this gun, it's like mountable gun you can use in this chair. And you shoot down a bunch of these like robot people. I think they are the metal heads. And you also have to get rid of this, like these spots that are on these buildings. And I don't know if you actually have to take those out, but they were there. And the number was running down as I was shooting them. So I thought I might as well just do that. I don't know if you actually have to do that though. That's not entirely clear. And it took me about 40 minutes to do this level. I think there should have been a checkpoint every time you do, because there's three different gun sections. You sort of clear the set of enemies, the spinning ones with the blades, you clear them, and then you move on to the gun, then you shoot down like a sequence of enemies and also the spots, whatever you want to call them, and then you traverse through the level. It's only when you've done all three of them and you destroy this building, I can't remember what building it is, and you destroy this building, and then it, because you'll know if it's a checkpoint because you'll get the PS2 save icon thing in the bottom left. And it doesn't matter if you manually save after each bit because it doesn't track that specifically. That's only for sort of certain checkpoints and whatnot. And then I was reading, because I didn't read, either I didn't remember or I wasn't aware of Jak and Daxter 2's checkpoints. And see, I was going through the game and kind of was realizing the checkpoints weren't great. And I had heard, or started reading, because I looked up, like, okay, is there something going on with this game and with checkpoints? Because the more and more I kept progressing through the game, the worse the checkpoints ended up getting. And I was looking up on Reddit, like Jak 2 or whatever, checkpoints, and there was a good few threads of people saying, like, okay, there's a big difficulty spike, there's some really bad checkpoint stuff, there's like, not escort missions, what do you call them? Yeah, escort missions, I guess is what they are called. And there's some of them, and I was like, oh, this sounds like this is gonna get worse. Now, I'm up for doing difficult levels, that's not a problem, but it didn't feel very well balanced at all with the checkpoints. That was what really kind of drove me away from the game. I was having a good time. I thought it was pretty good still. I do think Jak 1's a better game. I do prefer the sort of layout and the structure of Jak and Daxter 1. Plus that's the sort of light-hearted version of the three, at least from what I understand. So you got that going on as well. I will try Jak 3 still. I've heard the checkpoints are actually much, much better in Jak 3. I know it's different with Jak 1 because you can use the rewind and save feature for Jak and Daxter 1. And if they added that into Jak and Daxter 2 here, I would definitely go back and finish the game. Again, I don't have an issue with the difficulty spike because I started noticing that as well. But the checkpoints are just a bit unforgiving. So, if they either remake the game, and I don't know if Sony's actually going to do that, or if Naughty Dog's going to do that. And as we're going to talk about in a minute in the news, Naughty Dog seemingly is very, very busy, which we've talked about a few times with Neil Druckmann. But all you need to do is make, because they didn't always have the rewind save feature on Jak and Daxter 1, it was just the PS2 port. So hopefully they add that to the second one at some point, and maybe to the, who knows, maybe to the third one as well. Although I've heard the third one's really, really good with checkpoints. It's just, it's not an issue of I can't get through a level or, you know, anything like that. It's more just like, ah, oh, you're sending me back here again, and I make one simple mistake and you send me back here again, and it just kind of goes on and on, you know. So yeah, I thought they were building something interesting with the story and stuff, but there was like this 2 hour video. I've got an hour of it left of the cutscenes. So for what I'm doing at the moment with this podcast project, I'm gonna watch them that way. That's not to say I'm never gonna finish Jak and Daxter 2, but I really would like them to put in that rewind save feature. Not even necessarily the rewind feature, but the manual save one, so you can save after each sort of safe spot. I think all games should have that, really, to be honest. Unless it's like a Soulsborne thing or something. So, there you go. So yeah, that's the Jak and Daxter side. So I'm going to watch the rest of that and then move on to Jak 3. So, or Jak and Daxter 3. I don't think they're actually called Jak and Daxter 2 and 3. I think they're just called Jak 2 and 3. Don't know why, but anyway. Been playing COD as well, usual kind of shenanigans there. A few pretty good games actually. I don't know, sometimes like I'm not saying this in a way of like, don't blame the game, it's your own skill fault. Because I've mentioned a lot of times, whether it's on streams or on podcasts, about COD and how the weapons can be totally imbalanced or just not work. If I'm having like a really, really good game, it's because my gun's working properly and I'm not getting, point blank range hit markers with shotguns or, things like that. And then when I'm having like a really, really bad game, it's just because nothing's really working. Don't get me wrong, there's games where I'm like, oh, I should have done this, should have done that, made the wrong choice, didn't get the right angle on something, or threw the wrong thing, or should have changed weapons, shouldn't have reloaded, whatever. There is those moments, but yeah, when I'm having a really, really good game, it's because my weapons are working properly. So yeah, so that's the COD stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing at the moment. So gonna be continuing with the Jak and Daxter stuff and gonna go from there with that. All right, let's move on to we can do a proper housekeeping section this week. So let's move into that. See you for that in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, so recently on Entertainment Talk, a couple of new podcasts from before the weekend. Just scrolling down, hold on a minute. I did an episode called Snow White and the Brain Rot Racism. Might seem like quite an extreme title. I'm not going to explain everything here because that's what the podcast is for. But just talking about the whole situation with Snow White. It's not a review for the film, I've not seen the film, but just talking about everything around the film, outside the film, on the film, and other things to do with the world and how I think a few different dots connect. So yeah, check that one out when you get a chance. Again, there's no spoilers for, I mean, can you spoil Snow White these days? I don't think so. So yeah, not a review for the film, but more a discussion around everything about the film. Then, of course, Hear Me Roar is continuing with Yellow Jackets. We're up to Season 3, Episode 8. We've got 2 episodes left. I did look, actually, yesterday. The Friday that the episode gets its season finale is the Friday before the Sunday that The Last of Us comes back for Season 2. So I'm going to go. I like that. I didn't really want them to sort of, well, not cross over, be on at the same time, because I know that Last of Us 2 is Season 2, sorry, is going to take up a lot of brain bandwidth and attention from myself. So I'm glad that Yellow Jackets is finishing before that. But yeah, Season 3, Episode 8, we've got 2 episodes left of the season. And of course, for The Last of Us, Sunday, April 13th/Monday, April 14th, that sort of week, is when season two is coming around. These next few are a couple of podcast replacements, but they were kind of newish episodes, so I just wanted to put out fresh versions of them. So if you see new in written in there, it's just a new version of some previous podcasts, because of the issue we've got with the site at the moment, which I'll explain again in a moment. But it's a new one for my strong must-see review for The Substance. Again, with The Substance, don't look up anything about it, just watch it, but prepare yourself. That is the general rule for that film. But thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. And then newer versions for other podcasts, The Political Talk, that's the Hunter Schafer Passport episode, and the Peace Deal talks and all that sort of stuff. What would The Last of Us, the podcast project I did recently, revisiting and comparing Last of Us 1, 2, and season one, so that's the podcast for that. Also, my review for Companion, strong must-see review for Companion. There's a new version posted for that, new fresh version for that, and then the two other podcast projects as well, going along with everything I've been playing. My rankings for the Crash Bandicoot games. This is the five of them. So Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, 3, Team Racing, and 4. So you can check that one out. And then posing and answering an important question, one of the nice important questions. What is my favourite video game and what is the best video game? There's two contenders here. One is The Last of Us 2 and one is Crash Bandicoot 3. The answer could be both for one each for the different things. You have to listen to find out what I chose for my answers there. And also, yeah, posing the question of what is your favorite video game and what is the best video game you've played? That can be the same game or two different games. It's up to you, really, isn't it? So, did that one. Of course, Gaming Talk from last week, we talked about Naughty Dog, some Last of Us stuff, and of course, Assassin's Creed, all the fun stuff going on there. And that's what we've been doing recently on entertainmenttalk.org and on podcast platforms. Let's move in some news. Alright, well, it wouldn't be a news week of gaming without Warner Brothers doing something. There's a little bit more of a somewhat justifiable reason for this, but I've also got an argument against that argument, but I shall read out what is here. So it comes to us from Bloomberg. I don't know if it was Jason Schreier or not, but somebody over at Bloomberg. Hogwarts Legacy Definitive Edition has reportedly been cancelled by Warner Brothers. The expansion included new storylines and was set to release in 2025. The screenshot I've got here says this is from Luke Stevens. Says TLDR, they didn't think it had enough content to justify the price they wanted to charge for it. I'm guessing they wanted to drop a whole $70. But it probably had only an hour or two of new quests tied to missing companion quests from the base game would have been a tough sell. So that's Luke's opinion tied to the article from Bloomberg. Luke, I think, is a good content creator as well, so if you want to check out Luke Stevens, you can do that. I don't agree with everything he says, but you know, that's a part of life, I suppose. Yeah, he does his coverage in his own way, and I've listened to a good chunk of his videos. Yeah, he's a good content creator rather. I get what Luke's saying about could they have sold this DLC for $70? And I don't really disagree or agree with that necessarily. And I think I did put in the reply, like, we live in a day and age, and this goes back to 2023, where Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, the modern version, the newer version, was sold for $70. Now, if you don't know the quick backstory behind Modern Warfare 3, of course, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, developed by Infinity Ward, came out the year before that, and there was an idea of instead of releasing a new Call of Duty game the year after, because of course they do them as annual releases because they earn a load of money, is to put out like a somewhat cheaper, I think the price that was rumored at the time was like $40, $50 maybe, and put out like a sort of year two of expansion content for Modern Warfare, for Modern Warfare 2. That's not really something Call of Duty's ever quite done before. They have the season updates and the new maps and the new guns and stuff, but they don't really tend to put it out as like expansions. This isn't sort of like, World of Warcraft or something, or any games like that. And what ended up happening with that, which first of all, the Modern Warfare 3 wasn't developed by Infinity Ward, it was Sledgehammer. Sometimes even I lose track of the COD development stuff going on at the moment. And they put in new movement mechanics, which meant you can run as fast as lightning if you put the right perks and stuff on. Basically like unlimited, I think it was like unlimited attack sprint and silent footsteps and all that sort of thing. And they put out the Modern Warfare, I think it was Modern Warfare 3's old maps into Modern Warfare 3. It was something like that anyway. Things like Terminal, which was a big fan favourite of Modern Warfare 3. And they didn't have a campaign planned for the time. They had like a little bit of story DLC planned and like some maps. But they were going to basically put out like half of a COD game as an extension to Modern Warfare 2. And it was rumored to be about $40. And I think that could have been an interesting thing to do if it had been done correctly. And of course, what Activision decided to do was, okay, let's put that out, but instead of calling it Modern Warfare 2 Year 1 DLC or, some sort of name like that, they called it Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and almost kind of pretended it was the full sequel to Modern Warfare 2. And they sold it for $70 and they sold a lot of it. So just whenever you hear something like that of like, oh, I don't know if there'll be enough in this game to justify the sort of 70, just remember that Modern Warfare 3 did it, and I get that that's COD and COD is a gaming juggernaut and things like that, and people buy silly things on COD, but that's it's a thing that can happen. Now, do I think that something which sounds similar, I don't know what the difference of content between Modern Warfare 3 and this Hogwarts Legacy thing would have been. I don't know. But do I think they could have gotten away with selling whatever that was for $70? I think they could have. I think they could have. Because you could also probably have put like skins or remotes or the other quests and stuff. I mean, you've got to bear in mind how much like when you have like loot boxes and packs and things like that in games. Some of these companies do charge $15, $20 each for those sorts of things. A bit like when you have like Fortnite skins and stuff. And it's like, hey, buy the new Batman skin for $20. People will do that. They will do that. So again, I get what Luke's saying of like, hey, would that have justified the $70? Whether it would have justified it or not is a different question, but would it have sold for $70? I'm gonna lean more towards yes than no, just because I mean, even when you look at like FIFA Ultimate Team, people spend like hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds, and they just sit there opening pack after pack after pack after pack because they hope to get, the best players and all that sort of thing. So people will spend lots and lots of money on games. I've heard lots of stories about, the little kid that stole mum's credit card and spent £1,000 on Fortnite or on like e-bucks or whatever they're not e-bucks is it e-bucks I can't remember what they're called on Fortnite, but people will buy things like that. So yes, I would definitely lean into, would people have bought that this expansion for $70? Yes. But would it have actually been worth $70? I guess now we won't actually find out, will we? So from that point of view, kind of surprises me because money was left on the table. However, we're talking about Warner Brothers, a film that had, and I'm going to forget the name again, is it Coyote versus Acme? I think I've said the name correctly for the first time ever. They had Coyote versus Acme, which was this Looney Tunes animated live action film or whatever it was. It was done, ready to be released, and they just shelved it and just left it there. And they didn't want to release it. People really wanted that. So, Warner Brothers is weird when it comes to what to keep, what to get rid of, Of course, there's infamously the Batgirl film as well, so there's that. But you'd be surprised some of the things that these big companies will shelve or cancel, even if to us it sounds like, hey, yeah, you probably would have sold that well and made money, and things that get shelved. Which is even weirder when the same company, Warner Brothers, comes out with a game like Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League and then somehow messes up like multiverses, and cancels Wonder Woman. They're an odd company. I think we've established that at this point, but it's a shame because it would have been something I would have been interested in. It's not something I'm sort of annoyed by because I don't remember if what's the name of the development studio? Something Key Games, I think, is what their name is. Not Hotkey Games. I can't remember the name of the studio now that made Hogwarts Legacy. I think that they did say at one point that there's not gonna be. I think that they've talked more about like we have a sequel idea as opposed to DLC stuff. So it's interesting when like you hear about something that's been cancelled that you didn't necessarily know was in development. So you're not disappointed by it because you never knew that it really existed. It's like the same thing with the hypothetical Spider-Man 2 DLC. I don't remember Insomniac ever coming out saying, yes, we're making DLC for Spider-Man 2. And then that got cancelled, but was it ever actually there in the first place? Whereas this sounds like, okay, they were doing this Hogwarts Legacy thing, and Warner Brothers just had shelved it because of the price or something. So, there you go. But now you can be disappointed that something that you didn't know that you could have gotten is something that you aren't getting. So, there we go. All right, let's move on to. We can file this again a bit under rumor mill. Let me just find the actual screenshot. My apologies. So again, this comes to us from Daniel PRK, sorry, RPK on Twitter, who some people this week have been like, he's a liar. I don't know where that's kind of come from. Again, if you're somebody who's reporting scoops and someone gives you information that they tell you they think is true and you report it as a rumor and it turns out to not be true, you're not the one that's lied. You're just the scooper that picked up on the information and is just reporting it. So anyway, take that for what you will. Yeah, so this again leans on Naughty Dog, and this opens the development conversation even more, of course. Last week when we talked about what Neil Druckmann talked about with Intergalactic in the Alex Garland one-to-one sort of creator-to-creator interview, which I really enjoyed. Says it, according to Daniel RPK, Naughty Dog has another game in the works other than Intergalactic. And there's three bullet points here. It says it's not The Last of Us Part 3, has been in development for 3 years, and is helmed by Uncharted Lost Legacy director Sean S. Escaig, Escaig, we'll just call him Sean for the rest of this. So yeah, not, people like to think nowadays that like Neil Druckmann's the only person doing something at Naughty Dog. He's just directing and doing everything. There are still other people that work there. There's that Matthew as well, who directed the Part One remake and all that other kind of stuff. So that's interesting. So is it possible that since 2020, so after the release of Part 2, that Intergalactic, well, we know that game's in development because it's been properly announced and talked about. That's in development. That's been in development for 5 years. So after Part 2's release. Because Part 2 only came out in June. They still had the rest of the year to do stuff. And then from the last 3 years, so from 2022 onwards, they have another game in development. And of course, we read from the rumor mill last week that there's possibly been secret things filmed for Part 3. And I explained in last week's podcast why I think that's possible, given one of the things, the way that Neil originally filmed the first Last of Us 2 teaser trailer. It was just like, hey, he's got this concept written down. He wants to just get it filmed, get it kind of pinned for later, and work on it from there. It's entirely possible he's done the same thing with part three. Maybe he's got a concept, he's filmed a little 2 minute trailer or like minute or so trailer. That's possible. So again, if this game, let's say it is from Sean, doesn't mean it has to be obviously be Uncharted related. Is it possible Naughty Dog at the moment has got three games in development? So we know that there's definitely one, which is Intergalactic. My guess is they've probably got at least two, and I think that would be the smarter thing to do. I think it's possible that so Neil's primary thing at the moment would be Intergalactic, because season two of Last of Us is well done, and this is some bits of like CG last minute editing work because the show's going to air in 2 weeks. Doesn't mean all the episodes have been edited, but the days on set are done, unless there's bits that they need to go back and reshoot. But season two isn't in production or filming; it's finished, and of course we probably won't get season three for another 2 years. I think it's again possible that Neil took like half a day or a day and said like, "Hey, I've got this concept." Maybe he called up some of the actors from Last of Us or some camera people, got them into a green screen room or something. Said, "Hey, I just got this thing I want to film for part three. It's just a concept idea. Might not use it. Just get that film, get it pinned, get that sort of sorted out." Because that's what he did for part two, essentially. I think that's possible, and I'm very sure at some points Neil has, because he said himself in the creator to creator thing, he like writes stuff down and brain and brainstorm stuff. Given that it's been 5 years since part two, very, very likely that he's written some ideas and some things down for part three. Very, very likely. Do I think it's gone past the possible like initial trailer thing? No, I don't think it would have gotten past that yet. In terms of what this other game is, which Neil would still have his eyes on, but isn't directing. So what could this third game be? So yes, I think it's possible they've got these three games in the stages that they're at. Because again, short little trailer thing for part three concept, full working on Intergalactic for 5 years, and then maybe some early-ish work done for 3 years on a different game that doesn't have, Neil directing. It's possible this is for Uncharted. There is some options there. There's been some speculation for a while now. I'm gonna spoil the if you want to skip ahead like 30 seconds or so, because I'm gonna mention it once, and then if I refer to it again, I'll just refer to it as Uncharted 5. So skip ahead about 30 seconds if you don't want the end of Uncharted 4 spoiled. So obviously, the end of Uncharted 4, which I think was 2016, Elena and Nathan's daughter, Cassie, was it? Who's played by Caitlin Dever, of course, Abby from, gonna be Abby in season two of Last of Us, was played by her. Is it possible that nearly 10 years after Uncharted 4, if Uncharted 5 is in development, or it could be called Uncharted something else, maybe it's like a soft, not soft reboot, but a restart where you don't need to name it as five, and you maybe play as Cassie Drake. Okay, I'm now out of the spoiler zone. I'm not going to mention her name again. So I'll now refer to that game as just the fifth Uncharted game to avoid spoilers now. It's possible that they do that for Uncharted 5, because if you remember from a while ago, I don't remember how many years ago it was, there was this odd like game montage video that Sony or PlayStation put out, and it was like for upcoming games and stuff. And there was this live action section where there was a young adult, let's say maybe 18 to 24-ish, looking woman. And she had this like she was in a sort of like cave thing underground, and she had a torch with her. And everyone's like, oh, is that? Again, this is the part of the podcast I've already mentioned what it is in the little spoiler section I just did there. Because they sort of just dropped that in there and then never mentioned it ever again. And that was about 2, 3 years ago, if not longer. It's possible that it's for that, and I think that makes the most sense. You could do a Lost Legacy 2 as well. And of course, this is from, if the rumors here is true, it's from the same director that did Lost Legacy anyway. Heck, you could have a game where you put all three of them in. I think that could be very interesting. Could it be something else? I saw some people speculating about, like, hey, is it a new IP? I don't know if you want to launch two new IPs back to back with Intergalactic and then something else that's new. Because we did hear rumors for a long time of, like, hey, Naughty Dog's working on a new IP and it's a sci-fi game. Turned out to be true, it was Intergalactic. I don't think that this specific rumor, so this directed by Sean, I don't think this is to do with Last of Us. I think when Last of Us 3 happens, that's going to be directed by Neil because he'll want to finish it off. And that's not something that you should rush to get to anyway. Again, if you film the little trailer thing, possibly, that's probably already done. But I would think that Neil would want to get Intergalactic out first, successfully launch a new IP, no pressure, and then just casually go from launching a brand new IP directed by Neil Druckmann from Naughty Dog on PlayStation, because it won't have a million eyes on it, and then just simply end The Last of Us with Part 3. And I do think that if, sorry, when rather, Part 3 comes out, that it will be the last mainline part of it. I think you could possibly do some DLCs in some different time pockets of that game, but I don't see Last of Us being something where you get like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 entries. I think it's got room for one more chapter. I think that's what makes sense. Whether you do new stories in the world of Last of Us, maybe, but I think in terms of the core story that we've got here, the Joel and Ellie story, as they call it, I think that ends with Part 3. But I think you're going to get that several years after Intergalactic, so we'll see. So, what do I think that this game is? What would I like it to be? I would like it to be that Uncharted 5. I would, but I would really like a Lost Legacy 2. Although, if you're going to do the idea you're going to do for Uncharted 5, you could just include Chloe and Nadine and not need a Lost Legacy 2. Although I'd like that anyway, and then do Uncharted 5 as well. I kind of want both, but I'm sort of more interested in Uncharted 5, but I would also really like a Lost Legacy 2. So my answer is both as to what I would want them to do. So yeah, that's what I think is maybe going on at Naughty Dog. I think you're not going to see Last of Us 3 for a while because we've still got Season 2, Season 3, possibly Season 4 to go through. You've still got Intergalactic to launch. You've still got this game, whatever this is, to probably come out. Because, okay, they're not going to go back to Crash Bandicoot. That's not even in their hands anymore. It's owned by Activision. Unless Activision does some weird thing where they hire Naughty Dog and do a second party game, but I don't think that's on the table. I don't think you're ever going to see another Naughty Dog Crash Bandicoot game unless something happens with the rights to Crash Bandicoot, but I don't know. So I don't think it's Crash Bandicoot. I don't think this game has got anything to do with Jak and Daxter. I don't think this is to do with Last of Us because I think that's Neil's thing. Intergalactic, we already know the situation with that. That's obviously not what this game is. So Uncharted makes the most sense, and you have a previous Uncharted director from Lost Legacy. Because it's not, you got to remember as well, it's not always about necessarily what does Naughty Dog want to do. It's about, well, what Naughty Dog wants to do, but if Sony will approve of it, because they own them. So yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of yeah, I just don't know what else this could really be, and I don't think this is another new IP. I think you've got a lot going on there with Intergalactic anyway. This must be quite frustrating for Neil in a way. He's like, I'm trying to get the attention drawn towards this brand new game, and there's like rumors of three, rumors of this other new game, and this and that, and Uncharted and everything else. It's just so much kind of noise going on, so we'll see what it ends up being. We probably won't find out for another Will we find out what this game is before Intergalactic launches? I don't think so, because I think, again, you've really got to start now trying to pull the attention in towards Intergalactic and trying to make sure that's a success as well, which sounds like it's going to be 2027, which makes sense to me. It makes sense that we would see a good chunk of it this year, maybe in the summer, maybe some gameplay, and then we get it next year, I think. Sorry, the year after that. Oh no, 2027 is 2 years away. Who knows? Maybe early 2027 or something. We shall see. Speaking of PlayStation games, we've got a new date, if I can find the correct thing. Right, so we knew that Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, the new Xbox game from Bethesda, was going to be coming to PlayStation. We knew that already. We knew it was going to be kind of Q1 or Q2 for 2025. Well, now we have an actual release date. It says here from PlayStation, Indie's first-person adventure, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, comes to PS5 on April 17th. Guess what else happens on April 17th? That's my birthday. That is a Thursday. So I won't have. Well, I don't know, because I'll actually won't be at work on that day. We have got the 2 week Easter break. Depends on what I'm playing, if I'm still doing this podcast project, because I don't know. That's only in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be 31. So yeah, possibly play this on my birthday, maybe later, but I have no reason to play this game on Xbox now. So yeah, interesting. But yeah, launches on my birthday, April 17th. I don't know if that was an intended birthday present. I wasn't really thinking of doing an Indiana Jones related activity on my birthday. Actually, there is because we're Man United are playing on my birthday as well. The second round of a Europa League game is against Lyon. There's two films that come out that weekend actually. One's called Sinners, which looks really, really good. That's got like Michael B. Jordan. I think it's Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan. It's got Hailee Steinfeld. It's got a whole bunch of people. It looks really, really cool. And I'm not usually into vampire stuff, but that looks very, very good. So that comes out. And then speaking of Alex Garland, I don't know if it's his next film. I think it is his next film because he directed Civil War, which I've mentioned a bunch of times. Because it said from the director of Civil War, and I don't know if he co-directed Civil War, so it might be the other person. But we shall see. There is a film called Warfare coming out, and they're both coming out in my birthday, that sort of week on the sort of 17th, 18th. So I might go and see one of those on my birthday. I don't know which one of them I want to see first. Maybe Warfare first. I don't know. But that's going to be hopefully a fun week in a bit or whatever. But yeah, in the meantime, Indiana Jones is going to get dropped at my feet as well for a new game. So, there we go. I just got even more busier. And of course, in between all that, there will just be more Last of Us episodes. So, there we go. Alright, so all the news we got for this week. Let's move on to. Yeah, we're at this point already. I'm not used to being at this point this early in the podcast because, of course, I would usually switch it over to Robert and he would talk about his news. But yes, move on to some feedback, some emails, I guess, last part of the podcast. If you'd like to write in to the show, let me know about anything I've said, or let me know what you're playing, what are you looking forward to, are you going to go and see any of those films, are you going to play Indiana Jones on PS5, have you already played on Xbox, have you played it on PC, because I think David played it on PC through Game Pass. Yeah, so, or anything else that you want to talk about, of course, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk UK, or Entertainment Talk information in your show notes. Josh writes in and says, just wondered what your plan was if police stop you on your scooter. Do you think you might start a scooter podcast? We've been talking a bit about scooters on here, because a listener wrote in and said that they liked the idea and they were going to get one, and me and Robert have mentioned different things about traffic and stuff. So, as I have read from my own, yes, research, the police can stop you and see, here's the thing I don't understand about the legalities of e-scooters in the UK. You can rent one, I don't even know where you rent one from. I actually don't know. I've not seen that anywhere. You can rent one, just like you can rent those like London bikes or wherever they are, and you can ride them. And that's legal. I'm gonna guess they have like a tag or they have a certain look to them so that the police know that they're rentals. But if you buy your own one and ride it, which it's the same thing, it's still an e-scooter, that the police are allowed to stop you. Now, I have gone past, because I got the scooter in June last year. I actually looked it up recently because I wondered when like the first year would be rounded out. I've gone past about five police cars, not at once, on five different occasions, and they didn't seem to care at all. I guess it's a case of, if they're bored and they see you and they know that they can pull you over, or like, I don't know. And these were all five of these weren't ones that had the, because when obviously they come past you and they got their sirens on, so they're going to a place because something has happened. None of these five were these. These were just, I guess you could call them patrol ones. And one of them literally like went, if you want to say, past me, but on the other side of the road. And they didn't say anything, didn't stop, we both just went past each other and went about our days. The only thing that hasn't happened yet is that one of them hasn't come past me on the same lane. Of course, I stick to the left-hand side, as I've mentioned, so that cars can go past me. Because I'm not selfish in that way. So maybe if that happens, they might say, hey, can you pull over or something? Plus, the police presence in the UK isn't that good, and they're very, very busy with lots and lots of cases. But it hasn't happened yet, but I've been past five of them, so we'll see what happens. I've also been like on the road when there's ones that have come past with the sirens on and stuff. Of course, you just pull over when that happens to let them go past. So, yeah, that's that. Starting an e-scooter podcast. Now, with the chat podcast, which I need to do another episode of soon, because I moved, obviously, all the political talk stuff to, well, political talk. It's not that I didn't think that had a place in the chat podcast, because I tried to tie it in with the chat parts of that podcast, but I just felt like that might have been good separating it. But then if I start pulling apart the chat podcast and like, hey, if I've got a scooter story to tell or something, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think that would take away a bit too much from that podcast maybe, and I don't really have sort of. No, I don't intend to start a separate scooter podcast necessarily. It would just make it too separate and too sort of segmented, and it would put a different thing on those discussions. So I want to keep, some stuff in the chat podcast. So that's just where that's gonna be, I think. And then Abed lastly writes in, says, the question always gets asked, which superhero should get a video game. My question, which superhero do you think wouldn't work for a video game? See, people always talk about Superman in that way, and this thought of, oh, he's too overpowered for games and all this kind of stuff, which I get why people say that. I know Robert said that a lot of times as well. Now, if some of you go and check out the gameplay for, I think it's called DC Superhero Girls, which both the show and the game of that are quite good. I thought the spin on that, of course, it's comic booky stuff, so you can do your own different interpretations. But because it's basically like, okay, take all of the female DC characters, some of them that are villains, anti-heroes, and the heroes, and you make them all teenage years and you tell stories with them. It's quite a cool idea. And there's different gameplay bits that you can do in that, and you can like play as the different, obviously, female characters and that sort of stuff. Now, you can play as Supergirl in the game, and Again, same kind of concept, like a Kryptonian and all that sort of thing. It balances out quite well. I do think you could do it. You would just have to put certain things in the game to where, not something that feels cheap or feels like out of place or forced. It wouldn't be easy to do, but it's certainly doable. It's interesting you mention like which ones wouldn't work, because some people have said about a Daredevil game. And obviously, Daredevil was blind, but all of his other senses are really, really, really heightened. I wonder if for a video game, because you'd probably do it third person, wouldn't you? How sort of like how he smells things and people, how he hears things and people from distances, and like there's all kind of like lots of depth to that. How you would translate that to a video game, because you couldn't really make a video game that's like just sound and senses, and then what the screen is black or something. I don't know. I don't know a really good way that you. That would be great to like fight as Daredevil, but you would kind of take away a bit of. Okay, I can see everything is on screen. I can see where the enemies are, and obviously Daredevil can't, but he has his other senses heightened. Unless you do something visually with that, I don't know. But that could be an interesting one. The Flash would be a curious one to try because. How would you manage the speed balance and things like that? Like, you'd have obviously the fast travel, you'd have like the bits where you could slow down time a lot, but then that could be overpowered. Although I remember when Batman Arkham Knight was revealed and they revealed that you'll be able to drive the Batmobile, and people wondered, like, okay, how is that going to work with driving in these really tight streets of Gotham? And it did work pretty well. You just crash into the walls a lot and stuff. Although that's not as difficult to do, I don't think, as running around as the Flash. Because remember, he can like run up buildings, he can jump really long distances if he powers himself up correctly. There's lots and lots of stuff the Flash can do. There's some great gameplay opportunities there. I just wonder how you'd balance the speed and things like that. So, and like, not run into walls and things like that. Unless there would be some anti-bump detection or something. Because like, in Arkham Knight, when you did crash into a building, you just crashed into a building and then you carried on. Like you sort of bounced backwards or whatever, and then you would carry on. So I don't know. Yeah, obviously we've got Wolverine coming up. We had an Iron Man game, Spider-Man games, Batman games. We were gonna have a Wonder Woman game. I'd be curious for another like team up game. Like Guardians of the Galaxy worked out really well. We had a crack at the Avengers game. It had its things. I'd be very curious to try like a Justice League game though. That would be good. And again, you kind of had the opportunity to do that if you didn't do Suicide Squad versus the Justice League or Kills the Justice League, whatever. You had an opportunity to do something there with that, but obviously that was a bit squandered. So yeah, but you could do it in the same way with Guardians, where like each of the heroes have got their own different things. It just depends on, because obviously with Guardians, you only control, I almost said Chris Pratt, you control just Star-Lord, and you can like give little commands and help bits to the other members. It just depends, like, okay, would you just control Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman or whoever, or could you switch between them? I don't know. So that'd be one I'd be interested in, is like a Justice League game. So we'll see. But other ones that wouldn't work. I don't know. I don't know. Is there any other blind superheroes? Is there any deaf superheroes? All of the deaf ones would be easier to do because you could do some really interesting sound stuff with deaf characters. Although I can't think of one right now. Who's a deaf superhero that can see but can't hear anything? I can't think of one. Is there any? There must be one at least. Oh, there's what's her name from Eternals, the speedster, played by the woman from Walking Dead, Lauren something, I think her name was. Because she was doing like oh, and Echo as well, of course. Both deaf characters. Whether either of those two would ever get a video game? They're both from Marvel. Yes, they are. Yeah, they are both from Marvel, aren't they? Yeah. Got Echo from like the Daredevil side, and then obviously the Speedster from Eternals. Maybe put them both in a video game, do a team up. Dunno. So that's what I think we could do a lot more within the industry, is just like team ups and crossovers and things like that. Why not? It's just fun sometimes. Just really, really fun. So yeah. Any other deaf characters? No, but then you can do some interesting mechanical stuff and you can still see the screen because the character won't be blind. I'm trying to think of other blind characters in World of Marvel and DC or comic books. I think there was a couple of other characters in the world of Daredevil, but I'm talking like outside of those. I don't know. Sorry, other blind characters. I think I just said deaf. Other blind characters in the world of Daredevil. I don't know. Unless you do like a black and white aesthetic, or yeah, I don't know how you would. It's not as if like okay, you couldn't do one where you could see, but then that kind of defeats the purpose a little bit of what Daredevil can do. Of he can't see, but his other senses are really, really heightened, and that's what makes him kind of different. Obviously, he can still do all the combat stuff. That will all be really cool. But there you go. All right, that's it for this week's gaming talk. Thank you very, very much for listening. Robert will should be back next week. If and when that happens, that should be Monday. Yeah, Monday next week. Because we couldn't make it work for Tuesday. You can blame Man United. Don't know why we didn't play. Oh yeah, I know why we didn't play this weekend. Because there was the Nottingham Forest themselves played on Saturday. So obviously can't play twice at the weekend, can they? So there we go. All right, again, if you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on anything, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcasts. Just to mention again, although there are some podcasts that have been fixed, there's some podcasts on the site that don't quite work. If you do come across them, because I can't find them all instantly right now, if you come across a podcast and it plays the incorrect episode, please write in. There's lots of different ways you can do so. And all I'd like you to do is just write in and just tell me the title of it. You don't have to type in the full title. You don't have to link the episode or anything. And then just say this episode, then just say doesn't work or something. And I will look into that and get back to you. So, okay, it's not like all of them, but it's just we don't actually know what the percentage of them is. Although I checked on some older podcasts the other day and a good chunk of them were still the correct ones, so we'll have to just do that as we go along. So anyway, entertainmenttalk.org podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcasts. Get involved, listen to more stuff, word on my social media. If someone mentioned something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Every podcast with your options. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. That's for your TV and your film news. What else is there? What's the other thing? Yeah, Twitch, eTalk UK, if you want to check us out over there. But more regular on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.